Okay. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording right now. Okay. Okay. The double standards or the stereotype we're going to talk about today is the double standards where a husband can direct divorce his wife, but the wife cannot direct divorce her husband. In other words, the husband can say the word of divorce. Like, the husband can say the word of divorce, which is, you are divorced, right? But the wife can't say that. Okay? The wife can't say that. So, in Islam, the husband can say you're divorced, but it does not give the woman or the wife the ability to say...
Yeah, I might need help. She's talking. Are you recording?
Yes. Hold on.
I'll explain.
So now, let's do the first kind of divorce, which is like direct divorce, by saying the word, you are divorced. What happens to the rights of of the wife? You know, the wife needs what? Needs housing and spouse support, right? So if the man says you're divorced, okay, then who pays the spouse support?
Why do you always have to take that shit?
Who pays the spouse support then?
No one.
No. Direct divorce, the husband. The husband will pay for the divorce. The husband will pay for the divorce.
You have to pay to get divorced?
No. It means that he has to provide spouse support and housing. Spouse support and housing. You got this part? Okay. Now, there is another alternative. Which is court?
Isn't like a woman can divorce if she's like, she gets like several people to agree with her?
Yeah, I'm coming to this part. Okay. Now, what are the options available to them? There's a court divorce. Court divorce means that...
You ripped the contract.
No, court divorce means that you have to show the court that the spouse is bad. Like, for example, the wife can go to the court and says, my husband is abusive, he misuses me. Yes, exactly. Okay? Yeah. Or the husband says, my wife cheats on me, and she is doing this and that, and then he proves that. Right, Tina? Who proves that? So then the judge is going to divorce one of them, and the good one the bad one is going to pay for the cost of divorce. So when I say cost of divorce, I mean what?
The housing,
spouse support,
and
housing. Okay.
Does anybody want to explain what's happening right now?
I think it's like what it's trying to say. It's like the man could choose a divorce before the wife. And then...
Oh, I know this one. It's a little bit more specific than that. Am I right? Yeah, so the rule is why can a husband call for... I don't know. Can you put it in your own words?
Okay. A husband can initiate the divorce by saying you're divorced, and then the husband will pay for the cost of divorce. The cost of divorce is
spouse
support. That's right. Okay. Now, what is the other alternative? If the husband goes to the court and proves that his wife is bad, then he gets a divorce. And he doesn't pay the cost of divorce. He doesn't pay the cost of divorce, which is whatever, housing, spouse support, and housing. You got this part right?
What does he have to pay for housing?
For the wife? Mm-hmm. Because she's not going to live in the street. You have to bring her a house. Wow. Or she would take over...
She's just
she would take over the house. She would take over the house of marriage that she married in. Okay, you got this part?
Is this U.S. or just Sharia?
Sharia. I'm teaching you the Sharia for okay.
Do you have to get married in Islam?
Yes, half your deen, right?
Yes, it's.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you go wait.
Sharia that's, law is a form of government. It's not something that individually you can do.
But let's focus. I'm going to get you later. Let's focus here. Okay. So how many ways the husband can divorce his wife? Huh?
Dose.
By saying the word of divorce or. Prove she's bad and go where?
Court.
Okay? Now, direct divorce or saying the word of divorce, who pays for the marriage, Dina? Dima? Who married? Who pays for the marriage? The husband. If it's a court, divorce, and the husband proved that his wife is bad, then who gets the, who pays for the divorce? Huh? Basically, she doesn't pay for it, but she's deprived of spouse support and housing. She's deprived from that. Yes.
What if she doesn't make money?
She goes back to her parents' home.
Oh.
The way she, the home that she came from. Okay. Let's talk about the women or the woman, the wife. Okay. The wife can have two kinds of divorce. The first one is court divorce. It's court divorce. She has to prove that the husband is really bad. The husband is bad. And when she proves that, then who pays for the cost of divorce? The husband. So she gets spouse support and she gets housing, right? However, there is a, let's say you don't like your husband for whatever reason. And there is no problem with him. He's not a bad husband. But you don't like the way he looks.
Wait.
Maybe you just
he can't get
like
divorced if you don't like
can
him.
Can he divorce
okay,
her
just
if he doesn't like
I'm going to divorce you because you're ugly.
Yeah, he can divorce her anytime.
Wait, so you have to...
He can divorce her if he doesn't like the way
yeah,
he
but,
looks.
But
no,
he will have to pay for the cost of divorce.
Yeah, so that's not worth it.
So
it's not worth it unless she's like
a real
skinny
like
the white
box.
This is only
the
real
not the actual.
There is another.
Guys!
There is another kind of divorce, which is called al-khula. Al-khula means that. When you don't like your husband is a good person, but you don't like him. You just don't like him. Okay?
That type of person.
That whatever he is,
you
don't like him. You see him short, you see him fat, he is blah, blah, whatever. There is no reason. Okay. Yes. There is no reason. Then she will be divorced. She will divorce her husband, but she loses spouse support and housing. Not only that, but she will have to pay back the dowry.
What?
Yes.
What if the dowry was like a Corvette?
She has to do it. She has to pay it back. This
what's
is
the dowry.
Dowry is the money.
Al-mahr. What happens is when you get married, the husband gives you a dowry, kind of, it's in the marriage like contract. It's kind of like a gift. It's a little extra. What? Does this really need to be said now? Okay. So.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And so the dowry is pretty much inside the marriage contract. It seals it.
Muhammad is my son, and he's going to help us in the class.
Yeah,
I've
seen it on the
class
today, guys.
Okay.
Oh my god, you made them silent. It's beautiful. You should come more often and being serious.
You'd get Nobel Prize. Okay. You understand now? Okay. Divorce can be done how many times? Let's say
before
we get into this. The wife has to stay in her husband's home, okay, until the end of the 3 months. So how long?
3 months.
3 months. Can she move out of the home?
No.
No. Now, why is that? So that they may think about it and they may, you know, get back together and terminate the divorce. End the divorce. Okay? So she has to stay 3 months. Right? Okay. During these 3 months, what if the husband, okay, canceled the marriage, canceled the divorce, okay? During these 2 months. Then she becomes, you know, back to a normal wife. Now, the husband can do this how many times?
Two times.
And then the third time, they are not allowed to marry again. And she moves out of her house, back to her parents' house. You got this part? So how many times a man can divorce, marry? 2 times.
Wow.
Then the third time is?
You can't
marry this person. Okay? Now, what happens? How could they marry again?
Wait, the one person or any person?
Which one?
The one specific person?
Yeah, same wife. Oh. Same wife, yes. What if... How would it... Is it possible for after the third time... The third time is not called divorce. Now it's called permanent separation. So how would the husband marry his wife again? She has to... What resets the counter? She has to marry another man. And then this man would die or divorce her. Then she can marry her husband back.
You guys understand this concept?
No,
nope.
No,
kind of.
Sort of.
You
have
to get back with your husband, you have to marry another man.
What?
Yes.
It's kind of like go back. Like,
no. And there are so many movies and shows, okay, about this, that the guy divorced his wife 2 times, and then the third time is not a divorce. The third time is separation. Okay? And then he wants his wife back.
Oh
my God.
Oh my God.
So, guys.
He wants his wife back. So what they do in the movie, he brings a guy, okay, and he says, do me a favor, marry my wife for half an hour and then divorce her.
What?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
It doesn't have to be wedding.
Yeah, wedding.
Okay?
Wait, guys.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
72
hours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Huh?
I told you the quiet one.
Okay. Now, why is this khul? Khul means the wife sells the court that, or someone, or the arbitration, or arbitrator, or whatever, that he's a good man, but I don't like him. I don't like the way he looks, okay? So this is called divorce. She has to pay back the dowry, and she doesn't get spouse support or housing from the husband, okay? Now, why does she have to pay back the dowry?
Because it's a gift from him.
Exactly. Oh. And actually, this is a protection for the husband from crooked women. Like what she does is that she will marry him, okay? And then she will say, okay, I don't like him. So now she keeps the dowry. I'm sorry, she keeps the dowry, yes. You understand?
Yeah.
Then she goes to another one, and then she marries him, and then she did separation for him, like khula. She did khula. Khula means the wife divorcing the husband for no reason, just because she doesn't like him. Okay?
Why don't you marry him in the first place?
Yeah.
Money. Maybe they discover some ugly shit.
Arranged marriages. Okay.
Yeah.
She can make up all kinds of excuses.
Oh.
Okay. So now the husband, this is the woman can take advantage of the husband, demon. The woman can take advantage of the husband this way. Like, I take a husband, and then I divorce him, so I keep the dowry. And then I go marry another husband, I divorce him, I keep the dowry. Okay? So, this is crooked wives or crooked women can take advantage of this. So when the Islam says, no, you pay back the dowry, it's a protection from this, you know, this kind of fraud. Okay? Okay. There is another case. What's this case? The case is if the husband accuses his wife of cheating on him.
It could be true.
Okay. He walks into the house. He walks into the house and he sees his wife
with another man.
Okay. And then
put away the phone, please. Thank you.
Okay. Usually in the Sharia law, for a person to accuse a woman that she's a bad woman, she has committed the bad thing. Okay? He has to bring how many witnesses?
Four.
Okay,
like the other one.
What if he has three?
Hilarious.
What if we have three witnesses only?
Then it won't work. Oh my God. If he only has three witnesses, including him.
No.
Oh.
Three.
So, like, he needs four testimonies.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I accuse a woman of doing the bad stuff, okay?
Bad stuff, having an affair.
What? You're like, what?
What? Is it really that? It's not that surprising when you cheat on your wife, it's having an affair.
Yeah, but that affair is wrong, so don't do it.
Exactly.
Separate from each other.
She should all be your profile. She knows that
I'm there. Come on, this one.
I'm like, it's a question. No, it's an answer. Sorry.
Going back. The ones, from now on, the one who talks, I'm going to let her leave. Ask her to leave, okay? All right, deal? The one who talks without raising her hand is going to be, you know, I'm going to ask her to leave the class.
Or we could just have warning strikes, move you backwards, like, here in the front row.
So now, in the Sharia law, if somebody accuses a woman of doing bad stuff, he has to have four witnesses. Now, what happens if he has only three witnesses? The all three get whipped.
Wait, who gets whipped?
The three witnesses. You're ruining the reputation. Privacy? You're ruining the reputation of the woman. Huh?
Wouldn't it be four because it's the husband and then the three witnesses?
No.
Husband?
We're talking about now who's not a husband. If there's a woman, and then I think she's a bad woman, and I have seen her having an affair, or I see her like doing bad stuff, I have to have four witnesses. Like if we myself and is a witness, and then we have another three witnesses. If I don't come up with the three witnesses, then I get whipped. Me and the other two witnesses.
Do the witnesses have to be like the same gender as you?
No. Oh. No. So four witnesses. Huh?
Yeah, but then she's already ruining her reputation.
Exactly.
By doing it. So why should they get punished for what they were trying to help?
No.
Other people know.
The reputation of women regarding this issue is very serious. So Islam, Sharia, is very strict because you're basically ruining her life. Yes.
Oh, you said that like you need four witnesses and it doesn't matter like what gender, but isn't it like one guy witness equals to two girl witnesses?
We'll come to that in a later on.
Seriously? Yeah.
In another class about the double standards. Okay? All right.
What?
Now, Please leave the class. You had a question?
I was like telling you.
Oh, okay. Sit down. Okay.
Do strikes. I know most of you guys are
saying. No, you don't. No, we're not getting into that.
Okay, so what we were pretty much saying is that if there's cheating involved, there's four. Off your phone!
Sorry.
Are you? if there a woman is cheating on her husband, there is four witnesses that have to be involved.
Oh, she's not on the phone.
Don't look down, because that's also deceiving. And I was gonna say something else.
Okay. Did you get all these cases? Did you get all of these cases?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I quiz you, okay. What if I accuse a woman of committing something bad, okay, without having four witnesses, which are three? You get whipped. Why is that?
Because you're ruining her reputation.
You're basically ruining her life. So there has to be four witnesses. Sharia does not allow you to do this without having four witnesses. Okay. Now, how about if the husband walks into the house and he finds his wife with another guy inside the house or inside the bedroom? Okay? Now, is there four? Do we have four witnesses?
No.
No, we don't have four witnesses. Then what happens? If the husband complains, he gets whipped because he doesn't have four witnesses. Okay? And if he doesn't do anything, then he is like, he's devastated. He's really feeling so bad. Like he can't do anything. So Islam have a case for this. Okay? Called al-li'an. Al-li'an means bringing the curse on yourself. So what happens is that they go before a judge, and the man, or arbitration, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a court, or arbitration, the man will swear four times in the name of Allah that he is saying the truth, and one time in the name of Allah that I bring the curse of Allah on me, okay, if I'm not saying the truth, if I'm lying. So how many?
Four.
How many?
Is
four.
That, is that if he doesn't have enough witnesses?
Yes.
If he
walks into the bedroom and here's a guy with his wife, and he doesn't have four witnesses. Okay?
What if you have two witnesses? Do they each swear twice?
No. Less than four?
That's the husband.
Less than four is not allowed because you're ruining the life of a woman. So she gets a bad reputation. She never marries again. It's a lot of damages. So this has to be a severe punishment. Strict requirement. However, the husband, if he kills the guy that he found with his wife in the bedroom, if he kills him, he gets killed, right? Because that's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life. Now, if he doesn't kill him, but he goes to complain, then he gets what?
Whipped.
So Allah revealed this ayah to relieve the husband from this. How? He has to stand in front of arbitration or court judge, and he has to say, I swear by Allah, I am of saying the truth. And the fifth time he says, I call the curse of Allah on me if I'm lying. Now, this is the husband first. Then the second, the wife has to come before arbitration or before the judge and say, swear four times that he is lying. Swear four times in the name of Allah that he's lying, and the fifth time that he's...
This can go either way, right?
She is saying the truth.
It's not a man for just a woman, but a woman for...
Three witnesses.
This is four witnesses, but only three witnesses.
Why would she swear upon Allah and she knows that she's wrong, but why would she swear?
Allah's punishment, Allah's curse will come down on her. Allah's curse. Curse means exclusion from the mercy of Allah. When I say you're cursed, it means that you don't qualify for the mercy of Allah. Yes? Yes,
no.
It counts.
So,
so
yes.
Yeah,
the husband cheats
on
someone.
Yes.
Wait, but then what if
so the husband
three
would be
three extra witnesses?
Yes, three extra witnesses. Total four.
Oh.
Total four.
I have a question. Can this go either way? So if the husband was cheating on the wife, would that work too?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing. Okay. Now, this is usually will qualify the wife for a divorce, court divorce, without paying the cost of divorce, which is like the housing and the alimony, the house, the spouse support. Then what do we do then? What happens then? What happens is that they will get permanent separation for lifetime. Permanent separation. Right away.
What's the difference between divorce and separation?
Separation. Divorce has rules associated with it. And separation has rules associated with it.
Oh, so they're different?
Different rules apply for different cases. Okay? And khula has also rules attached to it. So what would the arbitration board or the arbitration committee or the judge will do? They are separated right away forever. She cannot marry him. It doesn't matter how many times she gets married. She will not be allowed to marry him. And he is not allowed to marry her. That's it for life. However, now, there are valid divorce and there is invalid divorce. The valid divorce has to be within a time window where it can take place. Okay? And I'm going to tell that time window to Lena, and she's going to tell you about it before I leave, or before you leave. Okay? Time period. Another thing is that the wife stays how many days in the house?
3 months.
3 months, that's right. If they get married again, if they like get together again, okay? Now can the wife leave the house of the husband? Huh? No, she can't. During these 3 months. Okay?
At all.
No means you can go shopping and things like that, but don't move out of the house.
Could you stay at someone's
house? No.
Like overnight?
It has its rule very clear in Surah At-Talaq, the chapter of divorce in Quran, that she is not allowed. Go ahead and take three. Okay? She is not allowed to leave the house. And no one can kick her out of her house. Why is that? Because they might get in love again and they cancel the divorce. So how many times they can do that? Huh?
Two times.
Okay? And then the third time is it's called iddah. No iddah. It's like she does not stay in her husband's house. She moves out. Why? Because they are not allowed to have a third marry again after two separations or two divorces. What if the husband, during that 3 months period, what if the husband waits until the divorce becomes effective? Because the divorce would be effective by how many months? After how many months? Three. Remember the court here? The court, she doesn't allow people to divorce right away. It requires 6 months after you file for divorce. So if you file for divorce, they tell you you cannot really get divorce unless you will only get the divorce paperwork 6 months after the filing. Similar thing in Islam, 3 months and she has to stay where?
In the husband's house.
If these 3 months are over and the husband wants to marry her again, then it becomes brand new marriage. Becomes what?
Brand new marriage.
Brand new marriage means he has to pay dowry. Huh? He has to pay dowry. You got it? He has to pay dowry. He has to pay. He has to buy her gold or whatever. Okay, it's like a brand new marriage. However, it counts. Does it count? Yes, it counts. So counts one, two. Okay, the third time. How can you reset?
Marry someone else.
Then they bring, just like I told you, they bring, there are so many movies about this, is that the husband divorces wife two times, and then the third time he can, so he brings a guy, which is called by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's called the ram. This is a bad word to describe a human in Arabic. Okay? Then they bring him, then he marries her for an hour. It's an arranged marriage. And then he divorces her, and then the count is what? Reset. Now, trying to fool Allah and trying to fool the rules of Sharia, okay, will make you guilty whether you succeed or you don't succeed. Okay? So, just be the intention of evading the Sharia law in itself, okay, is a bad deed.
So
now,
does it take for a divorce to get enacted?
To become effective is 3 months after the board of divorce.
Can you like give an example of a dowry?
Dowry, like $10,000.
So would that be the standard $10,000?
Huh?
Would that be the standard $10,000?
Would be the what?
Standard.
No, it's not a standard. Depends on the, like, my grandma, her dowry was like a dollar.
Why
was it only a dollar?
Oh,
I don't know.
Back then, it was a lot of money to have a dollar. You know?
Yeah, in Egypt.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Maybe it was a dollar.
Now, there is something called late dowry. There are three things involved with the divorce. Number one, the dowry, the upfront dowry. Number two, the after divorce dowry. Number three, spouse support. Number four, housing. If the husband initiates the divorce by saying you're divorced, then he has to pay for everything. He has to pay for the late dowry. He has to pay for child spouse support. He has to provide housing. Yes.
So like, when they're married, how much money does like the husband give the wife?
The arbitrators or the court will see how much money he's making, okay, and
like what percentage?
They will assign what's enough for the woman when she went and had her father's home. In other words, if she was a princess, then you pay her enough to live as princess. If she was a maid, then you pay her enough to be a maid.
What if they had children?
Okay, the children custody goes here and there. There are rules for that, different rules for that. Usually the mother takes the custody. Okay? All right. So, there is, again, I'm emphasizing, there is a window. If you divorce outside of this window, your divorce does not count. That has to be within a certain period of time. Okay, now let me quiz you. Huh? Oh, the window? I'll tell you at the end of the class. I'll tell you. There's a specific window. There's a specific window. All right? There, outside of which the divorce is not valid anymore. Now, the wife has to stay in her husband's home, okay? As long as there are the two cases that she has to stay in her husband's home. Number one, if she is divorced one time. Number two, she is divorced the second time. Now, number three, she doesn't stay in her husband's home because that's it. There is no more reconsideration for marriage. It has to be a new marriage.
What if, like, you know how, like, the wife has to stay in the house for, like, 3 months until, like, she can leave? But, like, what if they, like, fight a lot?
Then ignore each other.
That's maybe the arbitrator is like going to come up with an exception, but that's the rule that she has to stay for, because the husband, she and the husband children. May do reconsideration.
Can she stay at like a woman's house?
No, because the entire point of it is to see if for those 3 months, like to see if they can get along, if life can like continue.
It's like a second chance at it.
Yes.
Yeah, and so during those 3 months, you can pretty much call it a divorce. I have a question though. If you do it during those 3 months, would it count for one of the times?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, so during those 3 months, if you figure out that you still love her, then you would...
If it's
before, okay, it would count for one of the two times that you.
Yes, the two times opportunity, the two times. So it's not a game. It's not the husband. His wife didn't cook today and said, "You are divorced." And then next, then he, you know, you say, "Okay, you're not divorced anymore." Then he comes back and says, "You're divorced." Every time the wife does something that the husband likes, you're divorced. So is it a game? No, it's not a game. Because it is what? Because it's what? Two times. Now, finally, there is a concept that I want to tell you guys. The one who pays for the divorce is the one who initiates the divorce. Okay? If the husband initiates the divorce by giving the word of divorce, your divorce, then the costs and expenses of divorce, which is child support, housing, alimony, late dowries, and all of that. The wife gets it. So the one who initiates the divorce has to pay for it. On the other hand, if the wife says, "I don't like you, I just don't like you. I don't like you, and I don't want to marry you." Huh? Then she can divorce him, but hold on. Who will carry the expenses of divorce?
Her.
She will.
So she will lose the spousal support. She will lose the late dowry. She will lose the housing. Now, is that it? Just a second. Is that it?
No.
No. What else she would lose?
She doesn't lose the kids, right?
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah. What happens? They
did.
Huh?
What happens is that the guy is calling for a divorce because his wife is horrible.
Of course, he
didn't get to stay with
the wife.
Like, the wife is like.
So bad, right?
The Islamic
equivalent.
She's causing problems and he
shouldn't have to know what it is. So, does she. Okay, the one who does khul. Khul means I don't like him, I want to divorce him.
This messed up.
What is the other thing that she will lose? She have to give back what?
The dowry.
The dowry.
The $10,000.
Okay. Why is this? To protect the men from crooked wives. She gets the dowry, and then she lives with him 1 month, and then she divorces him, and then 6 months later she's marrying another one. She's keeping the dowry. Now she divorces him, and then she's doing this.
That's like a cycle. Just make money.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's kind of the point.
This is why, if the wife asks for divorce, she has two cases. If she asks for divorce and says the husband really is a good person, but I don't like him. I just don't like him. Okay? Then she gets the divorce, but she has to pay back the dowry. The other case, if she can prove to the judge that he's an abusive husband, that he will abuse her or like hit her or whatever he's doing, then she can get the divorce and
the dowry.
And not only the dowry.
She doesn't
have to spouse support, man? Spousal support, yes.
And housing.
And housing.
Oh, so
spousal support and housing.
Yes, if she's
and also late dowry. You know what late dowry is?
Yeah. When you pay the dowry later.
There are two kinds of dowries. One is upfront. And the other one is at the end of the marriage.
Okay? Wait, isn't there also a dowry that, not I guess a dowry, it's in the marriage contract that if the husband dies in a certain amount, it has to go to the wife. Does she still get that, right?
That's a will.
Inheritance?
No, because it's written inside of the marriage contract where they sit down and they work it out where the wife is like, okay, if you die, I want this and this much to, like, go to me.
Dang.
To keep me.
That kind of sounds messed up, though. She's all like, when you die, I'm going to take this and this.
Okay, now the window.
When you die.
The window for the divorce, I'm going to tell Lena to tell you about the window for the divorce, and then she can...
You should leave too.
What?
Why are you so rude? No, because generally when he tells me something, so I have to say it. It's generally not on the green side.
Oh. See,
siblings. Follow the teacher.
You can if you'd like. You just get it out of his mouth and not mine.
She really ends, and she has, until the time she doesn't have any like sexual relationship with her husband. So if the period ends, okay, and she didn't have
intercourse?
Yeah.
Then go get water during this break because you're really sweaty.
Okay. You understand? Now, if he is sleeping with her, he cannot. So he has to wait until she gets the period and has to wait until she is covered from the period. And then, at that time, he can divorce her. But if he sleeps with her, then he has. Okay. So that's the window, and the reason is made that way to me.
Okay.
You guys are obnoxiously loud.
You're louder.
This is quiet.
That's because I have to talk to you. I'm leaving.
No, I
can't.
It's
all on the
way.
Okay. We can take pictures afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.